Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of this media entity, as well as Eden Michaels, Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on WJCL, Saturday morning, 5 a.m., Sundays, noon or 12:30. On the other side of this situation here is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you? No, I figured it out. You're here now.
Oh,
as we record it.
Yeah, yay. No,
as we record it, I'm looking at you here, but you are actually here.
So you're kind of,
because when it produces, I'm on the other side. So good day. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. I'm back from anniversary weekend in Tallahassee, Florida.
Nice. How many years?
27.
Woo.
27. Yeah. Quick weekend in Tallahassee. We went to see the Violent Femmes Friday night concert with the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra. And I'll be very honest, I only know one Violent Femmes song. I didn't roll like that in college. And so, you know, I was like, okay, seeing everybody kind of bugging out because they played their whole first album apparently in its entirety. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm happy everybody's happy, but where's my beer? Kind of, you know, laying on a blanket watching the Violent Femmes. But Saturday night, I got to see George Clinton and Parliament, which is a little more my 70s groove with some old school tunes that I'm sure you're just so fond of, like Flashlight and We Want the Funk. But that was good.
Love it.
We want the Funk.
Those fans, you just...
Yeah. It was good. It was a last thing I'll say about it. It was a literary music festival called Word of South. 11th year for that. And it was interesting. It was a lot of crunchy granolas there, boy. I think every crunchy granola in Tallahassee was there. It was a lot of folk music. And I'm sitting there like, you know, okay, cosmopolitan-ish Cuban boy from Miami sitting amongst all of that. And I'm like, cool. All right. Hey, man. Teach your own. Met a lot of nice people. I don't want to make it sound like I didn't enjoy it. I did. But how about you? How was your weekend?
I had a fantastic weekend. I just had the best weekend ever.
Ever?
Ever. Wow.
Should I ask you to rank every weekend of your life?
That'd be a lot of weekends.
If you put this one ever, that means you've ranked them.
As you know, my Auburn Tigers did not prevail on Saturday night, but that didn't dampen my spirits.
No, I was watching Saturday, and I thought they had the formula at halftime up 8. I thought, okay, they're dominating them inside. And then, you know, my wife is a Seminole, so anytime the Gators do well, she develops a scowl. But I told her, you know what? Credit to the Gators. They muscled them. They outplayed them, period, in the second half. And that was a difference in the game. I think, you know, not to get too sportsy, I think Houston got a little bit lucky in beating Duke, but Florida outplayed Auburn. That was the end of that. And it happens sometimes. So we're here to discuss. We are here to discuss food. Glorious food.
Glorious food.
What movie is that?
Oliver, it's not a movie. It's a musical. I mean, they made a movie, but it's a musical that I've performed in.
Really? No, what? I've never seen the musical. I've seen the movie that became a musical. So you've been eating and liking all over the island the last week or so, huh? That's not always the case. Sometimes, you know, I didn't get to many places, but you've been busy last week.
I have been, yeah. I've been all over the place, including Dufusky Island.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. But I do want to start with your adventure with sushi on the island. You made a statement before we started recording here that your favorite sushi on the island is most people's favorite sushi on the island. But you said, stop me in my tracks, even when I go to New York City, I come back and I think Hinoki's better. Really?
I've had a lot of sushi in New York, and it's good. It's really good. Mm-hmm. I just Hinoki is
about it
so good, and it's and I think also the experience there when you sit at the sushi bar, and you're there with the guys, you know, and they know who you are, and it's just the whole thing.
I get it. Do you have go-tos there?
Yes, the dinosaur egg.
What is that?
It's a
I've
ball.
never been.
It's a b ball of rice with tuna and avocado.
Wow.
So good.
A dinosaur egg. Is that something you get every single time?
Yes, or I'll get a wizard roll, spicy tuna. And I honestly don't know the names for all the stuff I really like. I still have to read.
Yeah.
And go, oh yeah, that's it. I love cucumbers, but I don't really like cucumber in my sushi, so I stay away from try to stay away from those. But my friend Aram, the chef Aram, he's the best one to for me to have sushi with because he knows what I like and he'll order all the right things.
That's very cool. How often do you get there?
Couple times a month at least. I mean, it used
Wow.
when I worked on Pope Avenue, when I was at the office
All
there,
right.
it was at least once a week. And sometimes we would just order and go pick it up. Like,
Right. Yeah, that's where your office was when you and I met a couple of 3 years ago, I
that was
think.
with CRG. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing for me though about Asian food is I have to be really careful because it's so full of sodium.
Yes.
Like, I can't get my rings off and
Yes.
your eyes
Yes.
get and
Yes.
you feel like your
Yes.
blood vessels are like
Yes. Yes. And you know what's interesting about that? A quick aside, about a month or so ago now, yeah, about a month, I was up in Atlanta and I got recommended a an Asian restaurant. And I forgot the name of it, but we went on a Sunday for lunch. And got there at about 11:50, right before noon, and by 12:30 the place was full on a Sunday, like full. There were people waiting at the door. It was exceptional, and that was the one thing that jumped out at me at how delicious all of this food was, because Asian flavors are probably my favorite. I ordered a ton of food. How not much, it wasn't a sodium bomb. You get the little greasy takeout windows, and it's less expensive. It's just a sodium gut bomb. But when you get the good stuff, as you know, and it's well prepared, yeah, it's properly seasoned and it's delicious. But it's not so heavily drenched in the sauces and all of that stuff that you usually get. So I totally get it. I pig out on Chinese when I go to New York 2 and 3 times in 4 days because it's not a sodium bomb. You don't wake up like, that's my official sodium face. So it's my official look. And I do have to mention, and I asked you, and you said it's been a minute. I used to go have sushi at Oko. Is that still a thing? Are they still over there? Yeah.
Yes.
I actually, oh man, maybe pushing 8, 9 years ago, did a feature on Oko for our television show. That was a long time ago. But it was great. I remember being great.
They've become the go-to for hibachi because Karama's, which was on the South End, forever closed some years back, and then Riley's liquor store bought it, and they have their liquor store there now. So, Oko is the hibachi place.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I when we were there that time, the last, you see it all the time because I've been to Oko for dinner a number of times. It has been a couple of years, but you see the party going on with the hibachi over there, and the kids usually sitting over there watching the guy throw a shrimp up in the air and slice it as it's coming down, and the whole thing. But it is, yeah, it is an experience there. It's a beautiful little scene, and it blows my mind. It blows my mind that I have not been to Hinoki yet. But we will correct that this summer. What do you say?
That blows my mind too. I can't believe it. And I want to be there with you.
Yes, you have to be there because we have to have the dinosaur egg. How could we not?
Yes.
So did you know that last week was National Burrito Day?
It's always something.
It's always a day.
Yeah.
Chocolate day, hug day, best friend day,
Sister Day.
like
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Sister. Wasn't
Sister
it?
Day.
No, I don't know.
I
I
don't know.
don't really keep track of it, but I do see it on social a lot.
I don't keep track of it. I do have a relative, Nancy, who is a retired school teacher. And so her job, she made it her job every, no joke, Maggie, every single day she posts what that day is. And she usually has a picture of her and her husband doing whatever it is that corresponds to that day. Chocolate day, margarita day, you know, pizza, whatever it is. She posts every single day. And so the other day there was some confusion. I was out at Java Burrito Company, trying to figure out what day was National Burrito Day. And I, for some reason, I thought it was Friday the 4th, but it was actually Thursday the 3rd. And we were at Java Burrito shooting a little fun thing on Wednesday. And so I checked with Nancy, hey, I need you to confirm what day is Burrito Day, Thursday or Friday? And she said, it's Thursday. So, okay. So I got over to Java Burrito. How often do you, we went the first time you, I, was that the day we met? No, it wasn't the day we met.
No, we shot a commercial that day, I think.
We shot a commercial there. How often do you get over there? I'm a big fan of what they do there.
I love Java because you can deconstruct a burrito and have it over lettuce.
Yes.
And save yourself the gluten.
Yes.
I get there quite a lot. It's one of my daughter's go-tos as well.
Yeah, yeah, and I was chatting with one of the owners, Frederica, last week, and I asked her, you know, not knowing how busy they are on the island for Heritage, and she said, "Oh, we're slammed. It's a big golfer place, so you could be in there, and there's a line out the door, and then all of a sudden, one of the pro golfers is coming through to grab some stuff on his way to the course." I'm like, oh, no kidding, I didn't realize that, but I have no trouble believing there's a line out the door. You've seen a line out the door at Java Burrito many times, as have I.
Most of the time I go there.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. Years, 100 years ago, when I was first trying to put my toe into the Hilton Head food market, I was working with a young lady, Carrie Hirsch, on the island, who suggested to me that she do a feature on Java Burrito, which at the time was fairly new and very popular and blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, go for it. So she wrote this feature in one of the magazines. I forget which one. It might have been Taste that she used to write for. And they framed it. And they put it up on the wall at Java Burrito. This, like I said, is 100 years ago. And so I had never been, but there was this big old picture of me and the magazine on the wall there until finally, like a year or year and a half later, I finally got over there and saw it. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I don't think it's up anymore. It was so long ago, but I've become a fan. And as you know, they have a spot here in downtown Savannah. That I frequent because the parking situation where they are here on Broughton Street is good, but they do a nice job. They are a passionate couple, Michael and Frederica, about what they do and customer service and all of that stuff. So it would be irresponsible to not give them a shout out for National Burrito Day. But you didn't go to Cactus Street on Burrito Day, did you?
I was not there on Burrito Day, but I was at Tio's, actually. If it was Thursday, I was at Tio's.
Thursday, you were. Did you have a
last week? No, because I'm not doing gluten.
Gotcha.
I'm not doing gluten. Gotcha. I also, for Lent, I gave up fried food and red meat. But chimichangas are my go-tos. I love a chimichanga, but it's fried, so you know. Right. But at Tio's, they have a salad there that I like.
What's it called?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
What's on it?
It has lettuce.
Oh, tomato, dude. A salad with lettuce.
You can get whatever protein you want. It has a creamy cilantro schwingeting dressing, homemade.
Okay.
And they were busy. We walked in and there was one table. And I was with my friend Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
And I said, my goodness, isn't it supposed to be like spring break? Like, where is everybody? And then no sooner had I said that, the whole restaurant filled up and that little server was running herself all over the place. They got busy.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, when were you at Cactus?
Saturday. I showed property on Saturday to this great couple that I'm having a wonderful time working with. They come on Saturdays. They drive down from the upstate, or from Charlotte, really. They drive down. We are together for about 5.5 hours. It's a lot. And then they've developed an affinity for Cactus Street Cantina. It's their favorite restaurant. So we went by there and discussed all the properties that we had seen.
Wow.
And they shared the blackened shrimp quesadilla, which if you haven't had that.
Blackened shrimp quesadilla.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Yeah, no, that sounds really good. I had some shrimp over the weekend in Tallahassee that were morbidly underwhelming. I won't say where because it doesn't matter, but oof. You know, we get used to good shrimp here, and then you go there where it's about an hour from the coast, and you think, okay, the shrimp will be good here. And they were womp womp. They tasted frozen. Anyway.
Speaking of shrimp, though, and I forgot to tell you this before we started filming, I went to Wise Guys last week, too.
Yeah, sounds like you had shrimp.
Reminded me, yeah. I liked the way they seasoned it. I had a wedge salad.
Wedge salad with shrimp.
Wedge salad with shrimp. And their wedge salad, I don't know if you've ever had it or not, but they serve it with French dressing, a homemade French dressing. You know, normally it's blue cheese. And she was like, I'll give you blue cheese if you want. I was like, no, let's do it your way. And it's a nice change. It was a nice change.
Believe it or not, I'm not a big wedge guy simply because I'm not a brace yourself. I'm not a blue cheese guy.
Well, you could change the dressing.
No, I understand. You just tell me they serve it with French.
But you could get whatever.
Right. Yeah. But traditionally, you go to a steakhouse and they have a wedge and it's blue cheese. And so I don't care for blue cheese much of anything.
I thought you were going to say you don't like a wedge salad because you don't know how to work a fork and knife properly.
Oh, no. I just pick it up and eat it like an apple.
Right.
Yeah. So Cactus Cantina, shrimp quesadilla. Dinosaur egg at Hinoki. Where else? At Tio's, you had the salad with lettuce and cilantro dressing. Do you remember the protein?
I had chicken.
Chicken. Very good. Very good. And by the way, you mentioned you gave up red meat and fried food for Lent. You know what I gave up for Lent? Good Catholic boy that I am.
What'd you give up?
Bread.
Well, I haven't been doing much of that either, so.
Yeah. No, but for me, that's a very, very big deal because my go-to is a sandwich. I'm a sandwich guy through and through. And so for me to give up bread was pretty brutal. That includes pizza. And so it's been like.
Different feeling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost,
I feel great.
When you first give it up, you go through a period where. It's almost like an addiction. Like you have to have a piece of bread just to but then it evens out. And then you, at least for me, I feel like I just feel so much better.
Yeah. No, I absolutely 100% about 4 or 5 days in, I realized that I don't miss it. What I miss more still now, we are however many days into Lent, I don't miss bread. I miss the convenience of bread.
That's
like yesterday. And I told myself, listen, don't shoot yourself in the foot because of, you know, the whole, convenience thing. So I decided that I was okay with wraps. So I've done probably 2 wraps, but not bread. And, the convenience of having, like yesterday, I had a breakfast burrito for breakfast. You know, it's easy to consume proteins when it's wrapped, but no, I don't miss bread as much as I love bread. I just said it's like the be all end all for me. Love fresh baked bread, but I don't miss it. I miss the convenience of it. So, but I'm okay. I'll survive. I've got what? 2 more weeks? 2 more weeks.
We'll be done in 2 weeks.
Well, that would be Heritage Sunday. You're planning to be there on Saturday. Yes.
Yes, I will be there. Saturday, I'll be there hosting the Hilton Head Prep Alumni Association social from 11 to 1 on the 17th.
It's only 2 hours?
Yeah. It's only 2 hours. 11 to 2, maybe.
Okay.
It used to be 2 to 4. We've backed it up a bit. We've been doing it every year for, I don't know, 20, 25 years.
Right.
It's and I make shrimp salad. It was fun. You know, you've been to the Heritage. You know, you can get a pulled pork sandwich just about anywhere, and we do serve pulled pork at our thing. But several years back, I said, you know, some people just don't, like me, want to eat that. Like, it's the only like, can't we come up with something else? I was like, what about shrimp salad? And so I make my shrimp salad every year. Everybody is loves it.
Very good. Very
Yeah.
good.
And then I'll be hosting Easter brunch at my house for my daughter and her friends. So I'm getting
Yay.
cooking coming up.
Yay. I don't know what I'm doing for Easter. I just don't know.
Come to my house.
I'm not gonna speculate. No, I'm gonna be over in at Heritage Saturday for the first time in about 7 years. So I'm not double dipping the weekend and sorry. Thank you for the invite, but yeah, no, I'm not. Knowing me, I'll have a big old sandwich and call it a day because I will be free that day. But speaking of Heritage, I want a shameless plug. I've written a column for CH2 Magazine this month about my secrets to sea pines. What to, if you're going to Heritage and you're going to be there for any length of time, you should take a look at the CH2 issue this month. It's on newsstands now. Are there even newsstands anymore? I don't think so. But if you get CH2 magazine for April, grab it. My secrets to sea pines are in there. There's obviously some of the sea pines resort chefs are great guys and great talents. But I talk a little bit about CQs and I think salty dog and some of the eats around sea pines, both high end and low end. If you're going to be eating around sea pines, you might want to take a look and see some of my favorite dishes, which, you know, you and I have talked about the barbecue at Fraser's Tavern here numerous times. And of course, it got a shout out because those guys, man, they put a lot of barbecue's art, as you know, and they put a lot of time, work, and research into to doing a good job there. So if you've not had the barbecue at Fraser's, you most certainly should. And check out the rest of my sea pine secrets this month in CH2 magazine. You know all my secrets and sea pines, don't you? Most of them
Pretty
anyway.
much. We've discussed it quite a bit. Yeah. I know you like the steak at the clubhouse at
Wings. Yeah, I'm big fan of everything Sean does there with his guys. So yeah, check it out. CH2 magazine. Okay, before we get out of here, tell us where we can find you.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatahn team at eXp Realty, and you can view properties for sale at the website margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. I am planning to be on your island Thursday. I hope that comes to fruition. If it does, I'll let you know and perhaps we can meet up for lunch or something. So
Okay.
I'll let you know. Her name is Margaret. Call her Maggie Crenshaw. I am Jesse Blanco. Thanks so much for hanging out for Mondays with Maggie. We will see you next week, right?
Right. Bye.